With this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board, I'm Alex Makovica. On the phone with us today is Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board, Roy Sheneman, who has been a very busy man, a traveling man. He recently returned from Sub-Sahara Africa. And Royce, we learned a little bit more about why you were there, but just remind our listeners about that trip and some of the key takeaways you had this week.
Sure. Well, a group of us from the U.S. went to three different countries in Africa promoting the U.S. wheat crop quality. So we had representatives from all the different wheat classes, and I was there to present information regarding hard red winter and hard white winter wheat, the two primary classes grown in Nebraska. And our first stop was Lagos, Nigeria. And we had a group of about 35 to 40 grain buyers, millers, bakers that came to the presentation. And what we would do for each wheat class is recap all the testing that we did regarding grade and non-grade data, mill, dough, and bake tests. And then we presented that to them on each of the wheat classes.
All right. Tell me about some of the conversations you were able to have with those entities and what ultimately comes from those conversations, especially when it comes to Nebraska wheat.
Well, it's interesting to be able to interact with those buyers all around the world. And once we present the data to them, it's an open forum and they're able to ask questions and interact with us. And just from wheat class to wheat class, depending on what their in-use products are, the amount of questions that we had this year was really unusual. Typically in those, they tend to be a little more reserved, don't really want to ask questions in an open forum, and sometimes their competitors are in the room too. But at all of our stops, we had great interaction, a chance to educate not only on the production side of things, but how we do testing, what some of the certain tests mean, what it'll tell them about how the dough is going to perform or how it's going to bake. So we had great interaction through all those stops, and our stops were Lagos, Nigeria, Nairobi, Kenya, Pretoria, South Africa, and Cape Town, South Africa. So we did four programs, and we gave them information, like I said, on all the wheat classes and how they'll perform. We also talked about some global supply and demand issues and world events that they need to keep track of and watch for, how that might affect the wheat market. So we had great interaction through all the seminars, and you know, it's hard to say that it'll be a direct sale because of our efforts, but a number of customers that I visited with had mentioned that they are looking at U.S. wheat a lot harder, a lot closer, but they are a very price-sensitive region of the world, so it's got to work on a lot of different levels.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Royce, from your vantage point, you know, we think about technology these days, and I think it's safe to say that you could probably deliver this information via a Zoom call. What's the importance from your perspective of going to this region to communicate with these people?
Well, really, you know, over time, this has been maybe underserved market isn't probably quite the right term, but it is far away. It's hard to get to. It's a lot of travel, a lot of time, a lot of effort. So, you know, maybe it's not served as well as some other parts of the world. And those customers really appreciate seeing us face to face, being able to interact with us. Like you said, the technology is there that we could deliver this in a lot of different ways. But when you go there and see their situation, talk to them firsthand, you really make a connection and build a relationship. And a lot of this business is relationship oriented. So they remember that. And I can remember the customers that I visited with last year. They came up to me this year and we were like old friends. So it really makes a difference to be there in person and be able to serve those customers.
Most definitely. Royce, let's round it out with this. Obviously, it's always comes back to the Nebraska wheat producer. Lasting message, what do you hope to leave with them about this trip?
Well, everything that we do at the Wheat Board, we try to open markets, educate consumers, educate producers, do something to help advance wheat production, wheat price for the farmers in the state of Nebraska. I know from time to time when the markets aren't really working in our favor for whatever reason, it can get frustrating. But I will tell you, the more we're out there doing activities like this, interacting with those customers, sharing the message, educating them, a more educated customer is a better customer. You know, it'll come around. It'll pay off. Maybe not today, but down the road, this continued support and effort to move wheat really does make a difference.
Excellent. Our guest is Royce Shenneman, Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board. Royce, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's a wrap on this week's Nebraska Wheat Report. I'm Alex McAvica, reporting on the Rural Radio Network.